Hello, I'm in a car driving from Limerick back to Cork after a good long Christmas and New Year with family. And I've just been listening to Pink Floyd, courtesy of Bernie Goldback, Top Gold. And it reminds me of the only time I saw or went to see Pink Floyd perform. It was London, 1970. And I was working in a bottling factory in Hammersmith. I'm going to tell a story now. Working in a bottling factory in Hammersmith called Lyons's Bottling Factory. And the job was on a production line. And my role, as I remember it, was to take half-filled bottles or three-quarter-filled bottles off the production line, refill them and replace them on the line. And there was a good opportunity for overtime in this job. So one particular Friday, I went into work at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And I was on the night shift. So the period between 3 o'clock in the afternoon and maybe 7 o'clock in the evening was overtime. And then there was another piece of overtime between 7 in the evening and 10 o'clock in the evening. And then the night shift proper began and went through till about 6 in the morning. And then there was another bit of overtime from 6 in the morning through until about 11 o'clock, we'll say. So this wasn't a usual experience because there wasn't always quite that much overtime available. But it was a good long spell of work. And it being a Saturday, I don't think there was any work for me on the Saturday, or else it was a Sunday and there wasn't any work for me on Sunday. But Pink Floyd were playing in Hyde Park. So I'm talking now probably August, July or August 1970. And I went there. And I went by myself. I'd never heard them play before. And I'm not somebody who's had been to many live rock concerts or pop concerts or whatever you want to call them at that time. The only people I'd really seen were Tom Jones and the Bee Gees. I'd seen them live in Cork, but I digress. So off I went into Hyde Park. It was a beautiful sunny day, a fantastic sunny day. And I lay down on the grass, and Pink Floyd came on. And just as Pink Floyd came on and started to play, I fell asleep. And I must have slept for an hour and a half or 2 hours or something like that. When I woke up, Pink Floyd had stopped playing. And so that was my Pink Floyd experience, really. I wasn't the greatest fan of Pink Floyd. There were other bands like Jefferson Airplane and Beach Boys and others who I was really very keen on. I never got to see any of those. Oh, the Doors, I have to say, as well. Very keen on the Doors. But Pink Floyd, it was it was lovely to hear the song that Bernie played about time and the sun. And I, like others, have been very taken with Ian Cath's audio booze about time and about memory and how he's found himself being surprised and even resistant to accepting that his memory was mistaken. And I think it's lovely the way he's spoken about that. And I'm reminded too of the book I have, the book I would probably most like to have read all of and have only dipped into in little bits. In translation, it's one translation is Remembrance of Time Past by Proust, À la recherche du temps perdu. It's one of those books which I think very much focuses on the moment, on now. There's a story told about Proust that he met somebody who was present during the 1919 Treaty of Versailles negotiations and said to this person, what was it like? And the person said, oh, it was, you know, really interesting, and the German side. And Proust interrupted and said, no. The feel of your foot on the carpet as you got out of bed that first morning. And I remember what a pleasant surprise this was when I heard this story first. The detail, the focus on the detail. The, rather than generalizations. Generalizations I find unattractive. And I find detail of almost anything attractive and the foundation of imagination. The detail, in the kind of a way, I suppose, that you would experience a haiku in, a well-written haiku by one of the masters like Basho, which is a moment, a single moment in nature, or where a particular event occurs, but it explodes in the mind in a whole or kaleidoscope of associations. I think the word Augenblick in German is a word that conveys that sense of everything in a moment. And it's, it's this moment, this resonating sound of my own voice and the rumble of this car as the wheels rotate on the particular surface, wet surface of this road, as I ask a sign that says Burnford L, I think 217, off to the left. It's that kind of moment, and Burnford has me thinking of the two words. I've never been to the place called Burnford. So, Bernie Goldbach's, to come back to Bernie's, the starting point again, Bernie Goldbach's audio this morning referred to the timeline of his own life and the genetic predisposition, in my word, for the length of life that he has left up until 2033, which seemed lodged in his mind as perhaps the year of his death. I'm quite sure that Bernie was no more convinced than I am that that will be the exact year that he will die, but it was a great, for me, as I listened to it, and the connection Bernie made with his other people in his family in the years that they had lived, the age that they had lived. It was a great reminder of mortality. And that word mortality reminds me that it's time perhaps to have another look at ode to intimations of mortality, if I've got the right title for it, by Wordsworth. And I guess I must have, it must be 20 years since I've looked at that poem. And poets who look forward or are, you know, make you aware of the reality of death. Why do I think of Milton's On His Blindness? Because one of my family recited it, or part of it, at a table last night, when amid all the fun there was a certain amount of reciting of fragments of poems that had lodged in memory, and that were fun to hear again. And somehow that, you know, when I reflect upon the life I've led, or however it begins, I can't quote it. So, Pink Floyd, from Cambridge, I think. My my first wife knew one of them pretty well, but I think they were at a university in Cambridge. Can't be sure about that. But to Bernie, to Ian Cath, and to Julian Summerhayes, and probably, well, not probably, certainly with huge affection to Nick Colloway-Vox. I'm remembering that at the start of a year ago, I was a regular practicer of attentive, of paying attention to my breathing, paying attention to the feel of the ground under my feet, paying attention to the wind, as a, from time to time, practice at it. And remembering too that I didn't keep that up during the year. But it's with great fondness that I am reminded of that way of being that pays attention, gives attention to the little details, the microcosmic self.